5 hours of summer once a week. Hey, 5 hours of summer one Saturday morning.
It's time once again for yet another episode of Color Commentary, where we give you views from a different side. I, of course, am your host, Brashad, and I'm joined by my compadre.
Chuck Taylor here, guys. Make sure you like and subscribe. We're going to be all in your lives.
Awesome, yes. Sir. I'm so glad you remembered what your last name was. You hit us with that. Chuck Taylor. All right. So perhaps you had forgotten your name because of all the many actresses and actors that are in this next movie that we're going to be reviewing, or at least the trailer for it. We're going to be talking about The Marvels. The trailer dropped today, and we're going to tell the world what we think about it. Mr. Chuck Taylor, Chuck Taylor, why don't you go ahead and let us know what you thought about The Marvels trailer.
Okay, so my first initial reaction, I kind of was like, okay, first time saw it. I actually forgot about the, it's been a little while since the Ms. Marvel show. So I kind of forgot what happened at the end of that. They went to teleport. I was like, oh yeah, that did happen.
Right.
I was like, okay. So once it brings me in, I like how it starts with, Rambo out there in space. She's up there with Nick Fury, so they had the black people up first. Yes, sorry. I want to be happy to see Nick Fury and Rambo up there. But when an old girl like transfers in her body, man, or when they transport into the suit, boy, I was like, what the heck is happening to Rambo? Because I ain't never heard Rambo sound like that before. I'm like, is she dying? So then when I see that, I see that as the what's the other girl's name? I forgot her
Brie
name.
Larson.
No, not Larson. The Indian.
Kamala Khan.
Yeah, Kamala Khan. Yeah, her. When she was screaming, boy, I was like, okay, it ain't her. I was like, I ain't never heard Rambo sound like that. I was like, what is happening to her? So I was concerned, you know. But once that came in, it started off. And of course, Nick Fury's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
that just had me rolling. I was like, that's classic Nick Fury. And if it was rated R, like, you know what he's going to be saying.
Right.
But. I thought it kind of told what the movie's going to be about, because I was very unclear what they were doing with this movie. I still don't really understand how they're like teleporting, and you know, I know she said the powers are intertwined. We didn't learn that in the trailer.
They're entangled.
Entangled. Yes.
Yes. That is definitely the word of the early 2020s. Entanglement.
Yes. Entanglements. We got a lot of different types of entanglements. Quantum entanglements. Personal entanglements.
Ant-Man entanglements.
Yes. I said quantum. but so kind of seeing you know, them all kind of on screen together was kind of cool. I still don't really understand the villain of the movie. Because I saw them fight at the end, and I was like, who is that person with the hammer? And then why is she even... she must be super OP power, because we are seeing Ms. Marvel destroy everybody by herself.
Right.
So if she's teaming up with somebody, then either her powers have weakened now, or this person is just super powerful. So I'm kind of eager to see how they're going to work that in there, because that's one of the Marvel characters that's so OP, is like, why does she need help?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like watching Superman fight like somebody. Is like, yeah, he don't really need help with nobody unless there's some kryptonite involved. And he's kind of weak.
I saw something on Facebook recently that reminds me of what you're talking about. I hadn't even thought about this. It showed when Carol Danvers first showed up, you know, thrashing Thanos' ship in Endgame. And it was like, yeah, Danvers, we need an assist. And then, you know, in the real movie, you know, she takes the gauntlet. They're like, oh, can you get it back to this time machine? And in the Facebook, it's like, no, nah, I'm good. And so she just takes it and snaps, like, immediately. And, like, kills all Thanos' forces. I'm like, she could have done that. I didn't even think about that. Right.
You know what? I just thought about that after you just said it. I'm like, oh, shoot, you're right. She could have just took care of this. What's wrong with this girl? I was like, oh no, we gotta have Tony die. That's what it was.
Right.
Tony has to die.
Well, sorry, that didn't mean to take away.
That's in his contract. He has to die.
Right.
We're not paying him $80 million for another movie.
But I could just snap. No, it's okay.
No. He needs to die. It's Iron Man. I am Iron Man needs to be the moment. But back to the trailer. I didn't see that many Skrulls. So I'm trying to think, like, I guess my whole thing is, as we see more trailers, I'll get a little more of a, you know, a message of what the movie's going to be about. But the first initial one, I mean, I wasn't wild, but I am, like, now more intrigued than I was before. I think we're going to get a lot of history about the Rambo, Carol Danvers type of issue, because I really don't get their issues as much outside of Carol Danvers. Carol. So Danvers, so only thing that's with her, she always gone, like she always leaving. Mm-hmm. That's her biggest thing. So as long as she actually stay on screen on this movie and not just like fly off and then come back at the end of the movie and the other two actors been carrying the movie the whole time and she just comes back and just saves the day, I'll be pretty much happy if she actually, at least, you know, has a work skills in her movie, because some of her latest cameos have been a little, they've been kind of like, oh gosh, just fly off. I gotta go save somebody. She hasn't been gone for a while. She should have saved everything else by now.
Wow,
so, that's my thing.
It's a big universe.
I'm gonna rant with yeah, it's a big universe, but I mean, ain't nobody tell you to go save everything in the universe. How you even know this, first of all? Off side topic, how she know what's going on in the universe?
Well, you know, she could remember she gave
just got the power.
That pager, you know, so I'm sure she got the technology to let her know, you know, what's going on all throughout the whole universe.
I'm just saying, like, she just got the powers like not that long ago, and then she already out there fighting space stuff.
She got the powers like 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. She got the powers in the 90s.
That's not that far. And she got to be super OP. God, I'm about to just go on a rant. I'm sorry. Go ahead and talk about your what you thought about this movie. I'm about to just ask random questions about Ms. Marvel. Like, how
she
is just she
about to go right on in?
Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just want to say that this looks so fun to me. I really can't wait to see this one. I wasn't particularly excited about it because I am not a big fan of the first Captain Marvel movie. And, you know, and that was really disappointing because I was kind of hyping the movie up. And, you know, when people were saying, oh, she's not smiling, I was like, hold up, man. You know, look at Captain America ain't smiling. So I was really, like, defending the movie.
You were like that, bro.
Yeah.
I was defending, man. You were defending everything.
Bro, you were with me, too. Yeah. So, but anyway.
I was. Until I saw the movie.
But, yeah, when we saw the movie, it was like, this is terrible. This is definitely my worst Marvel movie. I can't stand Captain. I've watched all of them over again, including Black Widow and even Eternals, and I just refused to watch Captain Marvel another time. So I was just not excited to see this at all. But once I saw the trailer, I was like, this is fun, man. And the cool thing about it to me is it wasn't like Ant-Man funny. Like it was fun. I guess there's a slight difference. You know what I mean? And I'll get into that. But I noticed who was headlining the trailer. Did you notice that?
Rambo.
Yeah, Rambo was doing most of the speaking.
And then,
with a lot of great comic relief from Kamala Khan. And she was crushing it. Every scene that Kamala Khan was in, she was crushing it. When Goose, the cat, was like, sending his tentacles out. You're like, oh my God!
Her scream was electric, bro. I was like, that definitely woke you up, bro. You got a scream like that. She got to get a horror scream. Them screams right there, that was intense. I felt her pain and fear in those moments.
Right, right. I think Kamala Khan's going to be a lot of fun in this movie. Yeah. It's a really good balance between her and Rambo. Because, you know, Rambo's kind of serious, kind of, you know, the action hero. But the difference between Rambo and Carol Danvers is that she seems to be serious, but she still has some personality about it. Yeah. Versus, like, in this trailer, you didn't see any more personality from Carol Danvers than you see in anything else.
Yeah. Same thing that plagued you last time is... She ain't learned from it. She did get a little smaller. She didn't got extra, at least her outfit. Maybe her outfit makes her look a little thinner. I'm not really that big of a fan of that, but I mean, hey, each his own.
Yeah, right. So, but I just thought it was really interesting to see that this is technically the sequel to Captain Marvel. You know, so you would think that Brie Larson would be, you know, dead center, but all of the marketing that I've seen for it so far has, Tiana Parrish, right dead center. I mean, I've seen like people's YouTube stuff, and it's like a close up on Tiana's face, or it shows the three of them, and she's standing in the center. It's like, wow. I guess Disney's like, yeah, they didn't like you very much. We're gonna pull you back.
Yeah, so y'all get equal time. I wonder what the pay. Well, the pay scale, I mean, I'm sure that'll give us a salary eventually, but the salary for this movie, since, like, it doesn't say Captain Marvel, it's definitely the Marvel, so it's like everybody kind of has an equal screen time almost throughout the movie, so it's like, maybe this is like a true team-up movie, so I'm trying to think of I guess Carol Danvers will be the bigger name because she's already had her own movie.
Yeah. I would definitely assume that Brie Larson is definitely getting the lion's share of the money because she's, you know, has been a well-known name well before this. And like you said, Yvonne Vellani has headlined her own show. So I think she would probably be second. And then Tiana Parrish, you know, would be third. However, if this movie does well, you know, that could change very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely right. And Samuel Jackson's definitely going to get his cut.
Oh, he's going to get his cut.
cut off top. Go ahead and give me off that top cut right there.
Most definitely. So, but yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I think this is going to be good. I don't have a clue of what it's about.
Yes.
I know the powers are entangled. I feel like that's not going to last very long because they wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah, because every time the powers and they just teleport, and then Captain Marvel gonna be flying. Soon as she get back, she gotta go fly off to another light year away, like over and over again. So everybody gets teleported where she was at, gonna be completely, about to die.
Yeah, she's gonna be flying through a black hole or something.
Be out there in space with no suit on. Wasn't very glad she didn't teleport when she was just flying through space.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be gone. But she would have killed all of them real quick.
Exactly. speaking of which.
Using her powers to fight somebody on a land that you could, on a planet that she could breathe air.
Yeah, exactly. Because she could actually.
The rest of them don't have that type of power.
Speaking of flying through space, I just got to say one last thing. There's one thing that my girl, because you could tell that she's written by somebody else, okay? One thing that my girl does, she's done this in two different things now. She did this in WandaVision.
Go touch shit with
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, investigating shit that she ain't got no reason to. No, we don't do that.
We might investigate it. I'll say we investigate it, but we ain't gonna just touch it.
We invested it from a distance. We're gonna let somebody else go touch it.
Right.
Send Peter and John out there and Cindy go and touch that and tell how it is.
Right.
That's my That's why Spirit was like, "What the hell are you doing, Rambo?" He was like, "That's what you doing."
She's supposed to be like, "Fury, send me a scanner out here, not touching stuff." You can tell. I bet you when she was filming this scene, it's like, "Okay, so Tiana, what I want you to do is go ahead and touch this thing right here. You touch it. That don't seem right." Are you sure that's what you want to do? That don't seem right.
I didn't even think about that though, but you're right, because that on WandaVision, she went straight to that thing, and old boy was like, "Rambo, you getting too close. Rambo, you getting too close. You know, Rambo." It's like, I just want to say,
right. And then even your girl was trying to tell her, because remember, she went through the screen a second time. It's like, yeah, you know, your fabric of your reality on your body has been rewritten. You know, it's like, oh, my mom had cancer. I'm not worried about cancer. What? It's not how that works.
Wow. You're not gonna get this anywhere else, guys. Yeah, this is where we get to the nitty gritty, exactly. The real stuff.
So what
questions we have?
Right. So what I'm hoping is, you know, if the movie does well, then that'll propel Monica Rambeau's character way up there. And then she can get a solo movie. And, you know, it seems like what they're trying to do with some of the solo movies is have them directed by, you know, solo black movies have them directed by black actors. Black directors like Blade is directed by a black person. So maybe Tiana will get her own movie with a black director that won't let her go out there and just touch stuff.
Yeah, that definitely will be the first thing. Hey, stop touching stuff.
Right. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. Where's the script at? Oh, yeah, let's take this out.
You ain't touching no more unidentified objects.
Right. Redact. Oh, boy. So, you got anything else? Any closing thoughts on this, Chuck?
No, I mean, I guess I just don't know who the villain, I don't know what is about outside of the entertainment. So I'm just waiting for the next ones to drop so we can kind of get the storyline, you know, out there. I think I did hear on some of the, on some of my sources, that they're going to have maybe a Kang variant type of thing. I know they're going to be starting to try to tie in Kang to some of these movies and shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's basically the puppet master of everything. So I guess we may start seeing him kind of slide in different avenues. And I heard this might be one of the movies he has a little part in.
I heard something about him, a Kang variant, being in the Secret Invasion. I hadn't heard anything about this one, but I mean, it kind of makes sense.
I heard Secret Invasion, and I heard this one. I heard one of Kane variants being into the possible Moon Knight season 2 if they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's so many of them. I mean, he can definitely be the, can be the enemy in like every movie. So hopefully Jonathan Majors, everything gets taken care of with that situation, and he's able to.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that earlier because I saw on TV where Tubi was advertising Lovecraft Country, you know, and I saw that they had Jonathan Majors, you know, up there, you know, front and center on the on it. So I'm like, okay, all right, so people are still moving forward with him, because they could have just not advertised Lovecraft Country, you know. So people still moving forward with him. So I'm assuming that his stuff must be okay at this point.
Yeah, I think.
And I haven't really heard much about it since then.
I think because you haven't heard too much about it, and then you started seeing, like, as soon as it came out, it was like the next couple of days the other people in question were like changing what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then these people come out evidence like so fast. And it's so sad that, like, not saying like if something does happen, like, yeah, you definitely move forward. But like just little tiny situations, like these actors and celebrities, they got to watch out so fast, because in a blink of an eye, boy, One wrong little thing out in public with somebody with video camera or something, like, you're everything gone.
Yeah, you're literally losing hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah,
overnight.
Like, if you think about Robert Downey Jr., like, he was so blessed that he lived young at the particular time he did, because he did now what he did then.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't coming back. He is canceled. He is gone.
Right.
You know? You know, even with like the Tropic Thunder stuff, like none of that's gonna be able to, you know, fly these days. Like these, everybody's offended over everything. So it's a little weird for some of the comedians in the comic comedy community. That's a little hard, a little touchy stuff.
You're right. All right. Well, we won't take it out too long here. We're gonna make the review longer than the trailer itself. Actually, it is longer than the trailer. We're gonna make it longer than the movie. What did you guys think about any of the things that we talked about? Do you feel like Brie Larson is being pushed back a little bit? Did you notice that? What do you think about what's gonna be happening with Tiana Parrish and also Yvonne Villani? Please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, and as usual, you've got to subscribe
to survive.
This is Color Commentary, where we give you views from a different side. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Saturday morning.